let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. I praise for the delightful children's book, Princes and the Peas, a Christmas love story by Terry Butcher. One review calling it a perfectly told tale with a window into the past, yet with timeless values and principles, which are so very important to instill within our children. Terry is a freelance writer, degrees in mathematics and moral theology, works in insurance during the day, teaches financial math at night, also involved with his parish's adult faith formation program, raising two daughters, instilled a love of fairy tales and Broadway musicals in Terry. He lives in Connecticut with his family. Terry, author of Princesses and the Peas, a Christmas love story, with us on This Week in America. Terry, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here. I'm very happy to be with you today.
Well, delighted that you could join us. What a really touching Christmas love story. Let's talk about the inspiration. Where did you get the idea to write this?
Well, I had two daughters, and I would read them bedtime stories at night, and then sometimes we'd read published stories, or sometimes I would just make up my own stories. And along the way, I said, you know, some of these books, I think I could do a story like that. So some of the stories I would tell them on my own were silly, and I wanted to come up with something that was a little more polished. And somewhere or other, I got the inspiration to do a variation on the Princesses and Peas and make it my own.
Yeah, how did that idea come about? The idea to do a Christmas book, for example, where did this come from? It's a great time of the year. It's a great story. How did that develop?
We have a whole box at home of Christmas books that we bring out every year, you know, that has the Polar Expresses in there, and there's the one about the Legend of the Candy Cane and different other Christmas books, and we treasure these. And so I said, you know, if I could write a Christmas book, it's a fun time of year, and also this is something that maybe people can treasure year after year and pass down through their families.
And I think this is a book, in reading reviews, this is something that comes about is, okay, we've got like sort of a new tradition, a book that we can read in our family and pass this down. Terry Boucher, our guest on the program, he is the author of the book Princesses and Peas, A Christmas Love Story. His website is terrybouchercom. That's BOUCHER.com. Book available at the usual places. We'll have those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can link on and get direct information on that. The book opens up with the once upon a time, but not too long ago. Why use this variation of the standard fairy tale in the opening? But it caught our attention right away.
I wanted to have it be something that was pre-modern technology, but not set so long ago that they didn't have things such as libraries or carpenter shops or things. I wanted it to be something that was more Renaissance as opposed to medieval.
How long did it take you to write this?
The actual elapsed time was about 15 years, to be honest, because I started forming it when my girls were small. But then, of course, raising two girls and working just took a lot of time. And so I had it in my head and I kept developing it. And finally, when my younger one got in college, I said, you know what, I'm going to put this on paper. And I finally did. So the actual real heavy writing came in about 2 years.
Which I guess is interesting, because all those years, even though you weren't writing, it seems like it was in the back of your mind, so you were thinking about it. So you really had some time to sort of refine the story before you sat down to actually do the writing, I assume.
I did have time to refine the story. In fact, the finished product, the whole middle part of it, was all developed within the last 2 years. Part of it, when I first wrote it, it was almost entirely from Prince Kevin's point of view. And then as I was going through, I said, you know, the Taryn, the main princess, she didn't have as big a role. And I'm thinking, gee, if people buy this, they'd be like, well, you know, mommy, daddy, how come this princess isn't in the story as much? So I had to add a lot more with her in the middle.
Princesses and Peas, A Christmas Love Story. Terry Boucher, our guest on the program. Beautifully illustrated as well. Talk about that, because it really complements the story that you're telling.
Yeah, I had to have the vision for the pictures. And to be quite honest, I think the coming up with the idea for the pictures was almost as hard as writing the book. because you want to have it such that the pictures capture the story.
Yes.
And that they meet the right place. And so I had to describe the pictures. And of course, it was wonderfully illustrated by the illustrator at Ex Libris. And I felt she really was wonderful in capturing what my mental images were, so that I was able to describe the picture and she captured it wonderfully. And I felt it was good. And it really, I was amazed at how well she captured my mental vision of the story through the pictures.
It's interesting when you talk about that, because so often you take illustrations for granted, and it's sort of what a compliment to your story. So it can't overpower the story. It needs to be there to enhance the text, your storyline. That really presents some challenges, as you said, doesn't it, to make sure that the illustrations really serve the function of pictures.
It was very challenging, and there was a little bit of back and forth with the illustrations, but I actually think that they were surprised at how quickly I approved it, and I was surprised at how well the illustrator had captured my vision. And there was I made a few changes to the final draft of the story based on some of the illustrations.
Interesting. With this, Terry Boucher. Terry is the author of Princesses and Peas, A Christmas Love Story. The book, talk about the book. It's not really just a retelling of Princes and the Pea fairy tale, is it?
No, it's not. It's actually a brand new story.
Yes.
It has that same framework, but I really wanted to come up with an original story. And I wanted it to be one that was a little more believable and relatable to normal everyday living. Even though it's set in the past, so I didn't want to have a super arch villain in there. I wanted the adversarial role from the other princess, Dorothy, to not have her be this wicked, evil person, but rather to have her be a nice person who was just maybe motivated the wrong way and a little too ambitious. And I kind of felt that this was a nice way to have the story work out.
Well, that's an interesting aspect to this. Talk a little bit about the villain. Who is the villain in your story?
So the real villain is actually Dorothy's father. He's the mayor of a local town, and he's trying to get in good graces with the king. And so he thinks if he could have his daughter marry the prince, it would be good for him politically to move up into the good ranks of the king. And so he overhears Queen Victoria telling about how she believes the way to discover a true princess is to use the pea test. And so he goes home and he tells Dorothy, I want you to pretend that you will be uncomfortable when you're sleeping on these peas, and that way they'll think you're a princess. And so he's using his ambition and trying to get his daughter to be dishonest as a result of his own ambition.
It's a wonderful story, Princesses and Peas, A Christmas Love Story. Terry Boucher, our guest on the program. His website is terrybaucher.com. Go to our website. You can link on. The book's available, the usual places where books are sold. Besides a great story, well told, there are messages in the book. Talk about delivering those messages. What do you hope we take away from reading the book?
There are a couple of messages I wanted to get across. The first being that if you're going to marry someone, you shouldn't marry them because of their rank in society. You should marry them because you bond with them, that you have something in common with them. And as you read through the story, you will see that Taryn and Prince Kevin, even though they come from different social strata, they both have a love for books, and they feel comfortable with each other. Whereas Dorothy has different interests, and so she's awkward. You can almost feel the awkwardness when she and Kevin are talking. And so it's trying to come across that you should be with someone who's bonding you. You shouldn't be overly concerned with social status. And the other thing is honesty. Taryn is an honest and forthright person, whereas Dorothy is being dishonest, and she's trying to get what she wants through lying, and that never works in the end.
Talk about the book cover. It is so well done, so impressive, captures our attention. Sometimes I see books and it's like the book cover is sort of an afterthought. Okay, I've got to have a cover. Let's slap something on it and take this sucker to press and get this published and get this out there. This, it's sort of the calling card, isn't it? It's the first thing most people will see when they're looking at a book, and it's so well done. Talk about how you chose the cover.
Well, the whole meeting scene there, I actually took from the Bible. Kevin and Taryn meet at a well. Well, from the Bible, Abraham meets his wife at a well. Moses meets his wife at a well. Jacob meets Rachel at a well. So I had Taryn and Kevin meet at a well to recall all those biblical meetings where they would meet their eventual spouse at a well. The other thing is that Kevin, of course, being a prince, normally wouldn't be going out doing the work of fetching water from the well. But because it's Christmas Eve and it's cold out, he's wants to be nice to the staff. And so when his mother asks for water to be brought in, he tells the staff to sit down. And his generosity of going out to get the water helps him meet Taryn at the well.
With us on the program, talking about his book, Princesses and Peas, A Christmas Love Story, is Terry Boucher. The book's available wherever books are sold. Going to be a classic. I highly recommend this for families. It's a book that you can share together and leave out and not be afraid. In fact, hope that somebody picks it up and enjoys the story. How did you choose Athanasia as the name of the kingdom?
Well, as you said when you were doing my biography there, I have a master's degree in moral theology. And so one of the things I learned about in moral theology was St. Athanasius. St. Athanasius was a 4th century bishop from Alexandria, and he was one of the defenders of the faith at the Council of Nicaea. And that's where the Nicene Creed that we read at church comes from. And so Athanasia is actually derived from Athanasius. St. Athanasius is one of my favorite saints.
Interesting. Sort of go behind the scenes how writers develop different locations, different characters in their stories. I love as well, the book prominently features book reading, and you alluded to that before. Is there a hidden message there as well? Because it makes book reading cool.
I love to read books. I probably read 40 books a year. My family is a big book reading book. My daughter just graduated from Seton Hall, and she had a double major in theater and English literature. She loves to read. My wife reads. We all love to read, and books are wonderful. They carry you off to different worlds. They open your mind. You know, nonfiction books help you learn many things in depth and not just the snapshots you might hear on social media. And fiction books are wonderful ways to just explore the world in your own bedroom.
And it's a legacy you leave. People for years will be reading your book and reading it to their kids. You did that with your children that you were talking about. What has this experience been like for you to think that, okay, now they're picking up my book and reading it to their kids? This has to be an exciting time for you right now.
It is very exciting. Some of my friends here locally have picked up the book, and they've told me they've read it and their children like it. And it brings such joy to me when I know that someone is enjoying the book, because that's really, in the long run, I wrote this book because I wanted to bring joy to people. I didn't really need to write it, as far as I'm not really a professional author right now. My career is in insurance right now, and I'm making my living there. But I wanted to bring joy to people and open their eyes to reading and try to have a new tradition come about. I think that reading is something, you know, children can do together with their parents, and it can help family bonding.
What do your daughters think? We talked about in the beginning the inspiration they had. Is it like, Dad, you nailed it with this? You haven't lost your touch. Good storytelling.
Yeah, they do. They like the book. My older daughter actually lives in Orlando now. She works at Universal Studios, and she was so proud. She was telling all her friends down there, "Hey, that's a published author now." And it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I used to tell them some, you know, silly stories growing up. And my wife would say, you know, you're supposed to be calming them down to go to bed, not riling them all up. But it was fun. And of course, we love princess stories. We loved the Disney princess stories growing up. We love the Hallmark Christmas movies with the love stories there.
Oh, yes.
So I felt this was kind of in that genre.
You know, your daughter's going to have to leave a few copies around Universal because I can see this becoming an animation or a movie of some kind. So just a couple of well-placed copies around the lot just to sort of give them an idea that, hey, this may be something that we could use in the future for a production. Time going by so quickly. The book has a happy ending, but it sort of leaves a door open that there may be more. Are you thinking about a sequel?
I actually have two sequels in mind. One of them I have fairly well developed. I just need to get it down on paper. And so I'm hoping next year, now that I kind of know what the process is, I can go a little faster. And so I'm hoping next year to have a sequel out. And then beyond that, I want to do a third one to make it a trilogy. And so as you say, there's an opening at the end. There's room for Kevin and Taryn to develop their relationship further.
It's interesting, when you started this process years ago, as you mentioned, when you were finally ready to sit down, I'm just always curious about what an author goes through their process in writing. When you sat down to begin the final phase of this, did you have a draft, an outline? Did you know where you were going, or did this sort of evolve? Once you got mentally into the storyline, maybe you shifted gears a couple of times.
Actually, I did shift gears a couple of times. The first time I did it, it was probably only half the length it was. And then there was places when I said, you know, there's holes in the story here, or that doesn't make logical sense. And so I had to rewrite sections to make it flow through more smoothly. And some of the things I said, oh, you know, that's not really the way it would happen in real life. And so I tried to make it a little better, a little more realistic to the way people would be. I also tried to put a little humor in there. For instance, I had Dorothy teasing Kevin about, you know, cell phones. And I thought, well, children today would relate to that because cell phones are something that are ubiquitous to us today.
Yes.
And here he was imagining it for the future.
Well, the book is so well done. Princesses and Peas, A Christmas Love Story by our guest on the program, Terry Boucher. That's Boucher. His website is terryboucher.com. The book's available at Ex Libris, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Terry's website, get information on the book, and be able to order it as well. This is destined to be a family Christmas classic, Princesses and Peas. Not only at Christmas time, but throughout the entire year. It's a great story, well told. Terry, congratulations on the success with this book. I'm so excited for you, and I really appreciate you being with us on the program. Congratulations. Work on the sequel, finish up the trilogy, and we'll talk some more. I would love to continue our conversation.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Terry Boucher, our guest on the program, Princesses and Peas, A Christmas Love Story. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.